Welcome to Zikud Daf Sin Mani Mamre by Ram Goldar and Tirim Zakas Baba Kama Daf Lamed Off. The third parak Kama Niach. The third parak has been generally sponsored by Zerch and Nishmas or Rav Yitzchak Ben Mer Golombek. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Shnei Kedarim Shehim Ahachim Zerch Zer. If two potters were walking one behind the other, V'Niska Al Rishon V'Nafa, and the first stumbled and fell, V'Niska Al Sheni B'Rishon, and the second stumbled on the first, Arishon Chai B'Niska Sheni, the first is liable for damages to the second. Yochanan explains that even according to the opinion that one who stumbles is faultless, the first person is liable here. Shahayalil lamud v'lamud, because he should have stood up after falling, and he didn't stand up. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says he's liable even if he could not have stood up in time. Hayalil hazir v'lahizir, he should have warned the person behind him, and he didn't warn him. The second person's fault is thus the fault of the first person. Yochanan responds that if he could not get up in time, he's also not faulted for failing to warn the second person, the tarid, because he was preoccupied. Pointing to Rava said, Rishon Chai Beniske Sheni, the first person who fell is liable for damages to the second, Ben Beniske Gufa, Ben Beniske Mamona, both for damages caused by his body and for damages caused by his property. Sheni Chai Beniske Shlishi, the second is liable for damages to the third person who fell over him, Beniske Gufa, only for damages caused by his body, Avlo Beniske Mamona, but not for damages caused by his property. The Gemara explains that Rava considers the first person negligent for stumbling. Rashi notes he disagrees with the Bayan Daf Chavtas that this question is Malchokas Anayim. Damages from his body are considered a man which damages, and he's even chai for kaling. He's also responsible for his property on the ground, and even if he's mafkirit, it's his bor, and is thus liable for damages to people, but not kaling, for which bor is exempt. The second person who is not faulted for falling is still liable for not having stood up. He's not responsible for damages from his property because he can say, "Hai bir lev anakrise, I didn't dig this pit," and is not even responsible for not picking them up if he was mafka them. And pointing to the next mission states, "Zeh baba chaviso v'zeh baba koraso." If this one was coming through Rishus Rabim with his barrel, and this one was coming with his beam, and they collided, shattering the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. Shelazeh Rishus l'halech, lezeh Rishus l'halech, because this one has permission to walk through Rishus Rabim, and this one has permission to walk there. The Gemara on the next off will clarify this is only because the barrel's owner was walking toward the beam, and his force contributed to the damage. The mission continues that if the owner of the beam was in front of the owner of the barrel walking behind him, then if the barrel struck the beam and was broken, the owner of the beam is exempt because the owner of the barrel walked too quickly. If the owner of the beam stopped suddenly causing the collision, he would then be liable for the barrel. However, if he warned the person behind him to stop, he's not liable. If the barrel is in front and the beam is behind, the reverse is true about each case. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission states, Shnei Kedarim Shehim Ahachin Zeh Acher Zeh, two potters were walking, one behind the other, V'Niska Arishon V'Nafal, and the first stumbled and fell. V'Niska Ashen V'Rishon, and the second stumbled on the first, Arishon Chai B'Niske Sheni, the first is liable for damages to the second. Yochanan explains that even according to the opinion that one who stumbles is faultless, the first person is liable here. Shahayalil lamud v'lamud, because he should have stood up after falling, and he didn't stand up. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says he's liable even if he could not have stood up in time. Hayalil hazir v'lahizir, he should have warned the person behind him, and he didn't warn him. The second person's fault is thus the fault of the first person. Yochanan responds that if he could not get up in time, he's also not faulted for failing to warn the second person, the tarid, because he was preoccupied. Pointing to Rava said, Rishon Chai Beniske Sheni, the first person who fell is liable for damages to the second, Ben Beniske Gufa, Ben Beniske Mamona, both for damages caused by his body and for damages caused by his property. Sheni Chai Beniske Shlishi, the second is liable for damages to the third person who fell over him, Beniske Gufa, only for damages caused by his body, Avlo Beniske Mamona, but not for damages caused by his property. The Gemara explains that Rava considers the first person negligent for stumbling. Rashi notes he disagrees with the Bayan Daf Chavtas that this question is Malchokas Anayim. Damages from his body are considered a man which damages, and he's even chai for kaling. He's also responsible for his property on the ground, and even if he's mafkirit, it's his bor, and is thus liable for damages to people, but not kaling, for which bor is exempt. The second person who is not faulted for falling is still liable for not having stood up. He's not responsible for damages from his property because he can say, "Hai bir lev anakrise, I didn't dig this pit," and is not even responsible for not picking them up if he was mafka them. And pointing to the next mission states, "Zeh baba chaviso v'zeh baba koraso." If this one was coming through Rishus Rabim with his barrel, and this one was coming with his beam, and they collided, shattering the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. Shelazeh Rishus l'halech, lezeh Rishus l'halech, because this one has permission to walk through Rishus Rabim, and this one has permission to walk there. The Gemara on the next off will clarify this is only because the barrel's owner was walking toward the beam, and his force contributed to the damage. The mission continues that if the owner of the beam was in front of the owner of the barrel walking behind him, then if the barrel struck the beam and was broken, the owner of the beam is exempt because the owner of the barrel walked too quickly. If the owner of the beam stopped suddenly causing the collision, he would then be liable for the barrel. However, if he warned the person behind him to stop, he's not liable. If the barrel is in front and the beam is behind, the reverse is true about each case. All right, so now we get our simon daf lamed alef, and our standard simon relates to the law. We use a judge in the simon to make the simon more distinct. So here goes. When the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, "I did not dig this pit." Just as another judge carrying a flower pot and a man carrying a beam collided. Once again, in slow motion. When the judge, that must be more daf lamed alef, law. When the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shnei kedam shei mahalchin zeh acher zeh. If you have two potters walking, one behind the other, and the first stumbled and fell, and the second stumbled on the first is chai for damages to the second. Rabbi Yochanan explains that even according to the opinion that one who stumbles is faultless, the first person is chai here because he should have stood up after falling and he didn't stand up. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says he's even chayv if he could not have stood up in time, because he should have warned the person behind him and he didn't warn him. Rabbi Yochanan holds he is not faulted for failing to warn the second person, the Tarid, because he was preoccupied. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, "I did not dig this pit," which reminds us, Rav said, Rishon chayv b'nizkei shein, the first person who fell is liable for damages of the second, both for damages caused by his body and for damages caused by his property. Sheni chayv b'nizkei shlishi, the second is liable for damages of the third person who fell over him, b'nizkei gufa, only for damages caused by his body, avolo b'nizkei mamona, but not for damages caused by his property. He's not responsible for damages from his property because he can say, "I bear lev anakrize, I did not dig this pit," and is not even responsible for not picking them up if he was mafka them. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, "I did not dig this pit," just as another judge carrying a flower pot and a man carrying a beam collided. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was coming through Rishus HaRabim with his barrel and this one was coming with his beam and they collided, shattering the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. Because this one has permission to walk through Rishus HaRabim and this one has permission to walk there. So once again, when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who did not warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, "I did not dig this pit," just as another judge carrying a flower pot and a man carrying a beam collided. All right, so now it's time for four blot back Chazara. Daf Chav Zayin. So the simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy playing his kazoo, that must mean we're a Daf Chav Zayin. The boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart, which reminds us, Rabbi said, "Hiniachol gachelos al libo umeis pater." If one placed a coal on another person's heart and he died, he's not liable for murder since the victim should have removed it and caused his own death. If he placed it on someone's garment and it burned, he is liable. The owner didn't remove it, intending to demand payment afterwards. So the boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart that he tripped over a jug that another person left in Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us. The third parak begins, "Hamaniach esakad Rishus HaRabim." If one left the jug in Rishus HaRabim and someone else came and tripped on it and broke it, he's pater from paying for it. If he's injured, the owner pays for his damages. The Gemara asks, he should have watched where he's going and should have to pay for breaking the pitcher out of negligence. Rabbi Ula answered, he's not liable because it's not the way of people to focus on the road as they walk. So the boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart that he tripped over a jug that another person left in Rishus HaRabim and fell right next to a cistern where one partner was getting hit with a shovel for drawing water on a day, which wasn't his, which reminds us. Rav Chisda sent a question to Rav Nachman about a water cistern owned by two people, and when one was drawing water on a day which was not his and refused to stop, his partner struck him with the handle of a shovel. Rav Nachman declared, "Let him strike the partner 100 blows with the handle." For although Amoraim argue if one may enforce the law himself, but Makum Seda Avid Inish Dina Lenafshe, where he would suffer a loss by waiting to go to court, such as here, where he would not know how much water his partner took, everyone agrees one may enforce the law himself. Daf Chav Ches. So the simon Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more in Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, which reminds us, if an ox went on top of another ox to kill it, and the lower ox's owner came and pulled out his ox from underneath, causing the upper ox to fall and die, he is pata from pain. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a public path was passing through one's field and the owner repossessed the path and gave the public a path on the side of his field, Masha Nasan Nasan, what he gave, and the new path belongs to the public, and the path he took as his does not become his. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, reached out to pick up a man who tripped on water from a broken jug, in Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about damages from slipping on water if an owned hazardous object is considered a bore or a shore. Dav Chav Tes, so the Siman Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot. Cot? That must be more in Dav Chav Tes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug with Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Posheyahu, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas B'Shas Nafila, if Niskal Posheyahu. The Tanakama, Reb Meir holds, Niskal Posheyahu, one who stumbles, is negligent, and is chayav for damages resulting from this negligence. Reb Yudah holds, Niskal La Posheyahu, one who stumbles is not negligent, and is patur from such damages, only where he had intent, meaning he broke his jug intentionally, is he chayav. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Posheyahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafkir the jug and its contents, which reminds us, Abai explains that the Malchokas about damages, Lach Nafila, after the fall, is where the owner was mafkir his broken jug and its contents. The Tanakama, Reb Meir holds, mafkir Nizok of Chayv, one who is mafkir his hazardous items, is still Chayv for the damage they cause. And Reb Yudah holds, he's not Chayv. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Pesheahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafka the jug and its contents, wondered if the man in the street who just lifted some dung less than 3 fakim up and then put it back down intended to acquire it, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ha'hofek is a galal b'rushus rabim. If one turns over dung he found in rushus rabim, he's high for damages it causes. Rabbi Elazar said, this is only shenis gavon liskos behen, where he intended to acquire it, but if he did not, he's not chayav. Daf Lamed. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The pious Rebbe, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, which reminds us, Rebbe Yehuda said, Haiman Debay L'Mahavi Chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, L'Kai Milid Nezikim, should fulfill the words of Masechet Nezikim. Rava says, Milid Avos, he should fulfill the words of Perkei Avos. Others say, Milid Brachos, he should fulfill the words of Masechet Brachos. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amosi is Tivna Vakasho, L'Rishus HaRabim was volume. If one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodem mehen zocha, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufim ben meshivchon, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Zairi says, b'shivchan avlo begufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which step do you that one who wants to be a chassid to learn Maseches Nezikin, or Perkei Avos, or Maseches Brachos, that's on Dav Lamed. Good. Number 2, which daf in Machok is La'achr Nefila, if Mafkir Nezokov is liable, that's on Dav Chavtes. Good. Number 3, which daf do you learn a Kal V'chomer that a mat can be Makabal Tuma from a mace, that's on Dav Chavhe. Good. Number 4, which daf do you learn if a person carrying a barrel collides with one carrying a beam, the one carrying the beam is exempt from shattering the barrel, that's on Dav Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 5, Which if they went, if one put straw or cut straw in Rishus of Rabbim to become fertilizer, and someone is damaged, the owner must pay for the damages. That's on Daf. Amen. Good number six. Which stuff do we learn? The second person who stumbled over a first person is not responsible for his property damaging a third person. That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph. Good number seven. Which stuff do we learn? If a man pulls out his ox from under an attacking shore and the attacking shore dies, the man is putter from payment. That's on Daf. Chav Ches. Good number eight. Which stuff do we machokas? If a person who stumbled and didn't warn the person behind him is liable for damages. That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph. Good number nine. Which of the one about the permit that one can take straw which was left in Rishus HaRabim? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. And number ten. Which of the one, if someone tripped over a jug in Rishus HaRabim and broke it, he doesn't have to pay since it's not the way for a person to focus on the road as they walk. That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.